Palestine Today, service at the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, September 19, 2013. Several Palestinians kidnapped by the Israeli military in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. In the meantime, five Palestinian fishermen to serve 1 year in Egyptian prison. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. The Popular Committee Against the Wall and Settlements in Hebron in the southern part of the West Bank has reported that Israeli soldiers kidnapped two Palestinians from Al-Hadidiyah area east of Yatta town. Ratib Jabour, coordinator of the committee, stated that soldiers kidnapped Yasser Abu Sabha, 45, and Murad Alayyan, 19, after violently breaking into their homes and searching them. The two were cuffed and blindfolded and were taken to an unknown destination. Also in Hebron, a Palestinian child was injured after being rammed by a settler's vehicle in an area south of Hebron. Medical sources said that the child, Jinan Rajabi, 9 years old, suffered mild to moderate injuries and was moved to the Hebron Governmental Hospital in the city. In related news, soldiers installed several roadblocks on a number of junctions in the Hebron district, including Halhul entrance and some main roads leading to the city of Hebron and various nearby villages and towns. Troops stopped cars and searched through passengers' identity cards, causing a serious traffic jam. European Network to Support the Rights of Palestinian Prisoners, EUFREE, issued a report denouncing the Israeli arbitrary arrest of Palestinian children in occupied Jerusalem. The statement came after the army kidnapped 8 children from the Shafat refugee camp in the occupied city. EUFREE said that on Monday, September 18, 2013, the Israeli district court in occupied Jerusalem sentenced 8 Palestinian children from Jerusalem to actual imprisonment for periods between 17 and 44 months. The statement said that the imprisonment of children comes in direct violation of the 4th Geneva Convention, especially Article number 147, that prohibits torture, inhuman treatments, biological experiments on detainees inflicting suffering and harm, and serious injuries to body and health. Egyptian sources have reported that an Egyptian military court sentenced on Wednesday 5 Palestinian fishermen to 1 year imprisonment after convicting them of violating Egyptian waters. According to media sources, the 5 fishermen accidentally crossed into Egyptian waters while fishing. Palestinian fishermen in Gaza stated that the Egyptian Navy escalated its attacks and violations against them and repeatedly chased their boats, even in Palestinian waters and up to the shore. They added that the Egyptian Navy also repeatedly fired rounds of live ammunition at their boats, in addition to violently beating them before their arrest. Staying in the Gaza Strip, Israeli soldiers kidnapped 2 Palestinians near Johr Deek area in central Gaza after claiming that they tried to infiltrate into Israel. Israeli soldiers also opened fire at El Burej refugee camp in Gaza. However, no injuries or damage were reported. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was a Thursday, September 19, 2013 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please keep visiting our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Rishmawi.